Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Listen to him, i.e. me, now, via this popular podcast brought to you by HelloFresh. I transmit to you warnings of the future, but also an important warning of the present, which is watch out for limes, ticks, and mosquitoes this season, for they carry dangerous diseases which could kill you or render you quite mad. I haven't done the research of what the specifics are, or how to avoid it. Just take precautions, if that's at all possible. Trying to avoid being bitten by a mosquito is just about the most impossible thing I can think of. So good luck with your lives! In your future, should you survive, the limes and the ticks... I'm serious, it's no laughing matter. You're probably going to die long before Illusionoid ever becomes sentient. In your future, humanity will unlock gifts of their senses hitherto unknown, and it will only take one special trip to the optometrist!
All right, better or worse?
I'm going to say better.
Okay, and now better or worse?
Blurrier on my left side.
Okay,
my left eye, I guess.
Do this. And better or worse?
I'm seeing all D's.
Okay. Okay. What about better? Okay, better or worse?
Okay, now it's quite clear.
Excellent. And still all D's?
The D's are gone.
Okay, perfect. And one more. Better or worse?
Yeah, that's... A little blurrier on the right.
Okay, let me just flip that.
And perfect.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I'm seeing a clear white light.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes?
You have a rare condition.
Okay.
It's very rare. You are able to see through time.
Oh.
None of those sheets were in front of you.
Sorry.
The machine I was using, the gauges were set to different time periods, and you were able to see, even if sometimes a little blurry, all these different time periods through our scope. Your eyes are exceptional.
This is a lot to take in right now, Doctor.
I have a question. When you read a book, do you read it on the page finished, or do you see a hand writing the words as you read it?
I usually see some dude... at a typewriter, and then I see that dude's life. Like, I read Game of Thrones, and it was not a great read. It was just this dude watching television.
Right.
And, like, procrastinating.
Right. So, what I'm saying is you were seeing the book Game of Thrones as it was being written by George R.R. Martin. You weren't reading the actual book. You were reading the writing of the book as it was being written because your eyes can see through time.
Well, I wish he would write that book.
We all wish he would write that book. We're still waiting for him to write that book.
Okay.
I'm just saying you have an exceptional case here. You can see through time.
Is there anything I can do about it? Because it is not convenient.
Well, no, of course it's not. You must see some horrible things.
Well, yeah. Like your cancer?
What? Oh, not yet. I get it. Oh, I gotta get that checked out. Look, Mr. Davidson, I've got a pair of glasses here. They look like sunglasses.
Okay.
So it will pass for sunglasses.
So I'll look cool?
You'll look very cool.
Okay.
But they will help you stop seeing through time. You'll be able to see everything regularly, but should you ever take them off, you'll be able to see through time.
Wow. So we're talking about the inverse scenario of They Live, basically?
Or like Cyclops' ruby quartz glasses.
Okay, all
something
right.
Something to that effect.
These are references I understand, Doctor. Right.
So put these on,
uh-huh.
And you should be able to see just the now.
Okay, all right.
That should help you in your day-to-day. And should you ever need the ability to see through time, simply lift the glasses up. Or if you want, we can get you some flip-ups for your regular glasses. Those aren't cool. I'm sorry I mentioned it.
I don't know. I've always kind of liked flip-ups. I mean, just this morning I was watching A Different World.
Oh, with Dwayne Wayne?
Yeah. But I suppose now that I've got these sunglasses, I won't have to have that affliction anymore.
No, you won't have to watch A Different World.
Because I gotta say, and this is the reason I came in here, 95% of what I see is A Different World.
Yeah, you have to for sure get these glasses on your head.
Okay.
So here you go.
All right.
And you will have already paid for these.
Oh, I saw that.
All right. Good.
Yeah.
Little time joke there. Take those glasses and go back to your life. Just check in with me in about a week.
Uh-huh.
And let me know how everything goes.
It went great.
Oh, well then, you'd never have to come back again.
Okay.
Oh, hey, honey.
Hey, hon.
You're home.
Yeah, I'm back. I went to the optometrist today.
Oh, did they put those drops in your eyes that dilate your pupils so big that everything gets so fuzzy and you can't see anything for a long time?
You know what, hon? Today was a little different.
Was it? How different can it be? I've had optometrist appointments before, and they always end up being the same thing. They put the drops in. They say, wait till your pupils dilate. Like, why does it take so long to dilate and then so long to wear off?
Well, precious, today they had me look through a prism that...
A prison? Why would they make you look through a prison? There's just hardened criminals in there.
Well, it's funny. It was a prism that I looked through, but I saw a prison when I looked through it.
What?
Yeah, because the optometrist's lab was built on an ancient prison ground.
Hold on a second. Hold on just one second.
I'm here.
Are you still holding on?
I'm holding...
I need to understand what you're talking about. You went to the optometrist for a simple checkup because you were saying you were having trouble reading.
Yes.
And you come back and tell me that you saw an ancient prison where the optometrist's office used to be?
Let me just say it was a breath of fresh air after all of those hours of A Different World that I'd been subjected to.
Oh.
Subjected to.
Right. So it's not myopia that you have?
No, honey, I can see through time.
You have dystopia?
Dystopia, I guess, is one way of... Are you an optometrist?
Oh, I study, but I never passed the final.
Well, if that's what it's called, the doctor never really said it had a name. But if that's what it's called, then yeah, I guess I have dystopia.
It was like seeing over distances. So instead of myopia, it's distanceopia or dystopia.
It's distances... but through the fourth dimension of time.
Well, Einstein said that time and space were just manifestations of each other.
Honey, you are the most overqualified Dairy Queen attendant I have ever met.
Well, you know, thanks. So, you want to get out of here?
Yeah, it's date night. Is the babysitter here?
The babysitter's been here for a while.
I've been standing right here the whole time.
I saw that before I came home.
Yeah, our regular babysitter wasn't available, so this guy was outside.
I was just on the sidewalk.
Yeah, he's fine. He checks out.
Let me just take off these sunglasses. Yeah, you know what? You're going to do a great job.
Thanks.
You're actually going to introduce our son to some important life lessons through a series of comic misadventures.
Oh, okay.
Is that going to happen tonight?
It is.
Wow. Well, good luck.
Thanks, I guess.
Honey, I never mentioned these sunglasses.
Oh, yeah.
But
I was going to say you looked kind of cool, and you're just standing here. It's indoors, and you've still got these shades on. What's going on?
Well, they're meant to help me from seeing through time. So that I can just see in the temporal now.
Oh! So basically, they're like a polarized lens that cuts out the future.
Honey, you are being wasted at that Dairy Queen counter!
We'll continue with more Illusionoid right after this.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And now, Illusionoid continues.
Welcome to Red Lobster. Just grab a seat over here. We'll just seat you here.
Oh, thank you.
Don't forget, tonight is Bottomless Shrimp.
Do you have a brother?
Me?
You seem familiar.
Probably.
She has a real intuitive personality.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I'm sure everybody has brothers or sisters. Anyway, welcome to Red Lobster. It's Bottomless Shrimp Night. Now, please enjoy your night.
You said Bottomless Shrimp. Is that shrimp without a bottom?
No, it's endless. You could just keep having shrimp come to the table.
Okay. All right, because I thought Bottomless Shrimp, that sounds like GMO.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
Okay, I guess we'll have a couple of waters to start.
Oh, sure.
And then for you, hun?
Oh, gosh, I'll have the white wine. We're having seafood, right?
You're absolutely right. I'm gonna go with a gimlet.
Ooh, vodka or gin?
A gin, please.
All right.
It's pretty dark in here. I can't read this menu with these shades on.
Well, did the doctor say you could take them off?
Well, he didn't really specify whether or not I had to wear them. I guess it was more of whether I wanted to block out my temporal vision.
Is that something you want to do? Do you want to block out the future, or would you like to see the future? Like, I'm asking you honestly now.
I am, you know, honestly, honey, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I am a little tired of NBC's must-see Thursday lineup.
I hear what you're saying. It's like they're trying to force us to like something that's not that good.
I'm just going to take this off quickly and check out this menu, and then I'll put it back on
again. All right.
All right?
Okay.
Okay. Oh, my God.
What is it? What did you see?
I see nothing.
Honey.
I see nothing but ash. Ash and destruction. Honey, this entire Red Lobster is going to be reduced to rubble by some kind of galactic maniac.
Oh my God, honey. Let me ask you. Do you know when this is going to happen? I mean, is there like an LED timestamp on the lower right corner of your vision?
I can't say when exactly. But I can tell you that you and I are there when it happens.
So I'm okay?
Yes, you're still alive.
Thank God!
But barely.
Barely? What do you mean, barely?
You're barely hanging on, hon.
Is there anything I can do?
Hi.
Is there anything I can do now to help me then? Come on, honey.
I don't know if you're familiar with the Cassandra complex.
Not off the top of my head.
Well, it's the curse of knowing the future but being unable to alter it.
That cassette, I thought that was Pandora.
Pandora was releasing the evils of the world and not being able to return them from the box they came from.
Oh, I thought that was Ceres.
Oh, Ceres is the AI in your phone that answers your questions, only doesn't really give you the answer you're looking for.
Oh, I thought that was Jarvis.
Jarvis is Tony Stark's butler.
I thought that, yeah. You're right.
Here's your water and your gimlet and your white wine.
We have to tell you something.
Oh, you're ready to order?
Listen, just as a courtesy to you, this restaurant is going to be reduced to rubble sometime before our dining experience is complete.
Do you understand what he's saying?
You don't like the gimlet?
I think the gimlet's great.
Okay, well, why are you threatening to blow up our restaurant?
Oh, no, it's not us.
Or is it? Or is it?
Do you have a brother?
No.
I was going to say you should call him. Call him and, you know, just connect.
What are you even talking about? This restaurant's fine. It's been here for 7 years. It'll probably be here for seven more.
Waiter, if you don't mind, I wouldn't mind another minute or two with this menu.
Oh, sure. Don't forget, bottomless shrimp.
Thank you very much.
I have a problem with that.
Bottomless shrimp?
Yeah.
I think it's more of a turn of phrase, honey. It's not shrimps without bottoms.
Yeah, but it's, well, all right. It doesn't sound very appetizing. Like it was honey garlic or something like that, or garlic butter. Yeah, bottomless.
Ooh. I'll find out if there's a side sauce we can get with the bottomless shrimp.
I love a side sauce.
I do. I do too, and I know you do. But for now, I want to take a look at this menu without my glasses and find out if there's anything else I can glean from the future.
Okay, be careful.
Okay.
Your pupils are so dilated!
Oh my gosh, I can see everything! Everything! Everything!
Honey, stay with me. Keep your glasses up. Let me walk you through what you're seeing.
Okay.
Can you see a newspaper or a calendar on the wall or some kind of inspirational poster that might have the date on it? Look around carefully.
I see a cat.
There, there. There it is. It's a hang in there poster. And below it, there's a very, very small paper calendar. What's the date that's circled?
The date is the 14th.
That's today.
Wait, the month is this month.
February, Valentine's Day.
That's why it's date night.
Of course.
I can't believe I forgot. Honey, I'm so sorry.
Now stay with me and stay in this vision. Can you see a clock?
Yes.
Like a digital or analog? It doesn't matter.
It's a well-maintained grandfather clock.
Now can you see it from where you're sitting?
Yes.
What's the time?
It's time.
Is it Roman numerals or is it regular numerals?
The numerals are Roman.
Oh my gosh, do you know how to read Roman numerals?
I am versed in the Roman numeral time-telling nomenclature.
Okay, what time does it say?
The time says 9:16 p.m.
Okay, put your glasses back on! We need to get that waiter back over here and let him know that in 2 minutes from now, the whole restaurant will become ashes.
Honey, I have to tell you what I saw.
Hi. Just wondered if you're ready to order.
Yeah, the bottomless shrimp.
Oh, fantastic.
I just want to know, let me take care of this, honey.
Thank you. You take care of me.
Does it come with any side sauces? Because my wife's not very comfortable with just bottomless shrimp on its own.
Oh, no, it's endless bottomless shrimp. We have all sorts of side sauces. You can get garlic butter, you can get a lemon pepper, you can get a regular cocktail sauce. There's all sorts of options.
There's Szechuan, because I know my wife really likes Szechuan.
We do. We have a very creamy Szechuan sauce.
We have sriracha.
Yes, we have a very liquidy sriracha.
Oh, that's what I would like, sriracha.
Okay, let's do the bottomless shrimp with the sriracha.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay, well, since we... You know, pump out the shrimp all day. That'll be out in about 2 minutes.
Hold on. So I say, you're pumping up the shrimp.
Sorry, it's a turn of phrase. We go through a lot of shrimp here. It will be out in 2 minutes.
May I just make one request, sir?
Sure.
And that is, while you prepare our bottomless shrimp, my wife and I ask that you please respect our oceans.
Of course.
And do not overfish.
Of course.
Okay, thank you very much. Because we're conscientious.
I understand. We'll be right back out in 2 minutes.
Thank you for saying that.
Thank you, honey. And I, you know, you're very welcome. And I understand how much that issue means to you, even at a seafood chain restaurant.
Absolutely, because you know, when we have something in such excess, it devalues it.
Okay, back to what I saw.
We were supposed to tell him.
I was standing over you. You were barely hanging on.
Yeah.
My eyes were emitting an insane bright light. And I was wearing a horrible gauntlet of power.
Oh my God.
Yes, it appears that I am the cause of this destruction.
And you were wearing a cosmic mitten?
Yes, a cosmic mitten. I think which came with our meal to hold the pan of shrimp.
Of course.
course, because it comes on a cast iron skillet.
And perhaps for those of us who cannot see through time, it is just a cosmic mitten that only keeps your hand cool while holding shrimp. But for me, it unlocks the powers of the galaxy.
And by doing that, you laid waste to everything, turning this restaurant to ashes?
I think that's what happened, honey, but I'm gonna have to take the glasses off one more time to know for sure.
What you described coming out of your eyes sounded like a spectrum of all time.
Honey, you've got to get out of that Dairy Queen.
I do. You know what? I'm gonna put in my notice.
Good for you. I am proud of you.
If we survive tonight.
I'm just gonna take my glasses off. Our suspicions were correct.
How much time do we have left?
Just a few seconds. Oh, here he is.
Here's your shrimp, and be careful, the skillet's very hot. We offer you this oven mitt to take care of that skillet, so keep your hand all right.
Thank you very much. Cannot wait to get into this.
And the sauce. There you are, the liquidy sriracha.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. I'll just be over here if you need anything.
Do you have a brother?
Not that I know of.
Seems familiar.
I'll take care of this, honey.
Oh my gosh!
Oh, the restaurant is crumbling!
I control all of reality, space, time, and meaning!
What's happening?
I can see through everything! Honey, you're barely hanging on!
I know!
The raw power is destroying you!
I feel as though I'm being blown away by an incredible cosmic wind that's rending my flesh!
Hold my unmittened hand and share my power!
Oh! It's so powerful!
You're magnificent and terrifying!
I can see everything! This restaurant is falling apart!
That man there!
He does have a brother.
Ah! I knew it.
Yes.
I knew it.
Yes.
You do have a brother.
I do?
He's taking care of our child.
He's your twin.
What?
Get him on the phone. I don't have his number.
I wonder what Wait, I can see what they're doing right now.
Which comic misadventure are they doing?
Oh, it made too much spaghetti.
Oh my God. What a seminal moment in our young boy's life.
That's good, right?
Yeah. That's amazing.
I think that's one of my favorite ones ever.
The Remarkable Case of Davidson's Eyes, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as Davidson, Lee Smart as Honey, and Nug Nargang as the optometrist, the babysitter, and the waiter. Recorded at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. You can listen to Illusionoid, and now you can wear Illusionoid. Get an Illusionoid t-shirt in black or green, or a Carstairs Labs t-shirt at TeePublic. That's right, the official t-shirts of the doomed future are available today. Visit tpublic.com and search for Illusionoid, or follow the link on our Facebook page. You can follow Illusionoid on both Twitter and Instagram at IllusionoidPod. One great name and two great places to follow and share our show. Illusionoid is part of the E1 Podcast Network. Check out all the other podcasts on the network, such as Sick Boy, Our Fake History, and Nobody Cares with Ann T. Donahue. Check them all out at entertainmentonepodcast.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/illusionoid. Head to our iTunes page and give us a 5-star review, as higher ratings help more people find us. Use Professor Carstairs' name in your review to show us that you actually heard this message. Tell your friends, tell the world, and help save the future by sharing our show. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.